This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 12th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. USMCA fixes for specialty crops. Carbs Valley member gets Senate backing, and Rivas backs farm worker wage bill. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia told the House Agriculture Committee this week U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement should be renewed, but with changes to give specialty crop producers a more level playing field. Puglia said USMCA has worked well in maintaining tariff-free trade across North America, with Canada and Mexico serving as the top two export markets for U.S. fresh produce. He warned that recent trade tensions have already damaged sales to Canada, where retaliatory tariffs and consumer backlash have pushed retailers to look beyond American produce. In an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Puglia said the agreement has been a net positive for agriculture and the broader economy, but argued it should not simply be extended without addressing cost disparities with Mexico. At the hearing, Puglia called for stronger enforcement of Mexico's labor commitment, saying labor typically accounts for nearly 40% of fruit and vegetable production costs, and sometimes more. He also urged negotiators to strengthen food safety oversight of imported produce, noting that the U.S. has ramped up inspections and compliance costs for domestic growers, while imported fruits and vegetables face less scrutiny. Puglia further pressed for Mexico to adopt a trust mechanism similar to the Perishable Agricultural Commodities Act, which gives produce sellers priority creditor status when buyers go bankrupt. He said the administration should use this USMCA's review to preserve duty-free access while tightening enforcement on labor, food safety, and grower payment protections. The latest edition of Newsmakers airs today, along with the full interview with Puglia. A key San Joaquin Valley air regulator has gained unanimous backing from the Senate Rules Committee, advancing her reappointment to the Valley Air District Board. Tanya Pacheco Werner, who also serves on the California Air Resources Board, was questioned on her support for a ban on open agriculture burning, along with mobile source regulations and AB 617 community programs. Pacheco Werner, a Saugert resident and executive director at Fresno State Central Valley Health Policy Institute, told lawmakers her work is shaped by both research and lived experience. She and her family have struggled with asthma and poor air quality, explaining how wildfire smoke made it unsafe to walk outside while she was pregnant. Republican Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield pressed Pacheco Werner on regulatory costs for farmers. She said the district tried to phase in ag burning restrictions in ways that minimized impacts and pointed to the Farmer Tractor Replacement Program as a model that delivers emission cuts and has been well received by growers. Pacheco Werner also defended AB 617 community efforts, saying the program has helped residents in places like Arvin, Lamont, Shafter, and South Fresno gain a stronger role in local decision-making. Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas is throwing his weight behind AB 2646, framing the farm worker wage measure as a part of a broader Assembly Democratic push to lower costs for Central Coast families. The bill would set a $19.75 minimum hourly wage for certain agriculture workers and require annual cost of living increases. Rivas' office highlighted the measure among 29 Assembly Democratic bills it says would improve affordability and quality of life in his Central Coast district. Rivas in a statement said, "From day one, my top priority has been making California more affordable. This year, Assembly Democrats are delivering, passing real solutions to lower cost, build homes, protect health care, and put more money in people's pockets." A bipartisan group of 17 House lawmakers yesterday called on the Trump administration to use an upcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to ease what they describe as duplicative Mexican inspections of U.S. grain exports. In a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer and Secretary Rollins, the lawmakers said Mexican authorities stop U.S. grain trains at the border, reinspect them under a zero-tolerance standard for soil. They said, quote, reinspection delay trains, increase transportation costs, often trigger fumigation orders that can cost shippers up to $70,000 per train. Rail carriers may send cars back empty rather than risk delays, and grain companies must purchase additional train capacity to keep supply chains running, they wrote. These are onerous and duplicative procedures, not science-based protections. A group of more than 450 groups, school districts, food distributors, and nutritional organizations asking lawmakers to allow money from a farm food bill entitlement program to be used to buy local foods. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, the groups request a new local food purchasing options with the USDA Foods program, which allows school per meal entitlement funding for commodity food products. They say that current pathways are built around, quote, large-scale procurement that small and mid-sized farmers simply cannot access due to high volume requirements and complex federal contracting practices. The letter says a new pathway would create stable markets for small and mid-sized farms and increase scratch cooking in school meals. The potential for economic impact is significant, they say, citing estimates that if schools in Arkansas alone diverted 5% of entitlement funds to a local food purchase option, it would, quote, direct $766,000 to local family farms, generating an estimated $1.3 million in additional economic impact. Groups on the letter include the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the National Organic Coalition, and the National Young Farmers Coalition, among others. Here's today's final word. California needs collaboration, not conflict. That Cal Chamber President and CEO Jennifer Barrera endorsing Xavier Becerra for governor. Cal Chamber believes Becerra is best positioned to provide the stability, predictability, and collaboration California businesses need. The Chamber noted both candidates addressed its board before the endorsement. Its jobs PAC spent $14.5 million during the primary to shape voter understanding of the race. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 12th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.